HoloFest 2025, that weekend coming up just after Thanksgiving, the 28th and 29th, mainly here in Jackson. I have a couple special guests to preview the whole weekend. Who are you?
I am Corey Christopher. I'm the executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber.
I'm Elizabeth Wade, and I am a board director.
And so the 28th and 29th, the main concentration of events. And so let's start with maybe the Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience return to the JCC Performing Arts Center.
Absolutely. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience coming back. The second year we had him last year, had a phenomenal concert. People were really excited about it, and we're thrilled to have him back. It's a lot of fun. It's entertaining. It's a holiday concert with some really, really good music, and they are extremely talented artists. So that is Friday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still on sale. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite, or you can call the Chamber and we'll be happy to help you out. That concert, Friday night, November 28th, 7 p.m. And we'd like to thank our sponsors for that concert. They are Fendt, Sanford of Jackson, New Fashion Pork, Reed and Brinkman Accounting, Federated Rural Electric and Broadband, Edward Jones, Christy Swenson, and Bank Midwest. So an outstanding lineup of sponsors for what should be another outstanding concert.
And for pretty much everything we're going to go over, there's a poster individually, I think, for a lot of this stuff. And then there's a general Holiday Fest poster out there as well, whether it's online or it's around town. You can find it a couple different places depending on what it is. And you're pointing at her because she did a lot of the work on that, is what you're doing.
Well, otherwise, we do have, if you follow our Jackson Area Chamber Facebook page, we do have an event page for the 2025 Holiday Fest, and that will have all the flyers and information on there as well.
And a lot of the social media stuff, you and a couple others, I think, usually do a lot of that, right?
Yes. Corey will put the flyers together and send them over, and then we have a lot of help in the background just making sure we're staying up to date on all the questions coming in so we can get those answered in a timely manner.
So the holiday market in particular is actually going to be right next to the JCC Performing Arts Center this year.
Yes.
And so that's a little bit different this year. You can go up there and check it out. And what's more that people should know?
Our holiday market will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Right now we have 29 vendors confirmed, and more are coming in daily. Stop on up. We will have Santa visits from noon to 2 p.m. Santa's workshop. So bring the kids and they can do a little craft. That is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of exciting things going up there. Porch, make and take porch pots and wreaths will also be up there. Do we have a specific time, or is that from 9 to 2 as well? From 9 to 2.
And that's on Saturday as part of Holiday Fest. And so that you can come to the Sean Johnson concert and then circle back right to the same place for all that the holiday market has to offer, and see all the details, of course, online. Beyond what we're sharing here and now. Now, beyond that location, there's more going on over the weekend as well, like down at the theater and downtown.
Yeah, let's go back to Friday, November 28th. We have the free Christmas movies down at the Historic State Theater. That begins at 4 o'clock. We're thankful to Tri-State General Contracting for their sponsorship of that. And the movies that we are showing this year, the two classics, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. So that begins at 4 o'clock on Friday at the Historic State Theater. And you can bring your kiddos down early, and we'll have Santa will be there beginning at 3 o'clock. So from 3 to 4 will be Santa in the lobby of the theater. And then beginning at 4 o'clock, Rudolph and Frosty will play back to back.
Anything else on Friday or before Friday maybe is a good question, because there's some decorating contests that are going on.
Absolutely. We have the Gingerbread House Contest and the Coloring Contest, which began back on November 17th, and they will run through November 26th. We have the Light Up the Holidays, the Business Decorating Contest, which begins next week. We also have coming up for everybody in the community, we have the home decorating contest. If you'd like more information, you can find that on our Facebook page as well. And those contests, that contest runs through December 6th. So we have quite a few things coming up, got kind of leading up to that. And we're certainly thrilled with the lineup of activities that we have for Holiday Fest itself.
The full rules are available online, and then also a little more details about kind of the prizes, because first, second, and third place, you have prizes for all of those decorating contests. and then for parade floats as well.
Absolutely. We're excited about the parade again this year. We've got entries are still open until next Wednesday, which would be Wednesday the 26th. Entries are still open. We have a pretty good lineup starting to take shape now. The lighted parade is at 5:30 on Saturday evening, traditional time. And we're excited to have Farmers and Merchants State Bank be the sponsor of the parade this year. And of course, following the parade, everybody looks forward to the fireworks that will take place at roughly 6 or 6:15. And those are sponsored this year by Schrader's Computer Services, Jackson Motorplex, and C&B. So the cornerstones of Holiday Fest for many, many, many years has been the parade and the fireworks, and we're happy to bring those back again this year and hopefully a bigger and better than ever.
Nestled in there on the Saturday slate is the Jolly Pops concert too, right?
You don't want to miss that one. That's great. Young people, look them up online, thejollypops.com. That concert is sponsored by Bank Midwest, and that will be at 4:30 at the Historic State Theater. I know in our posters there's an inadvertent omission of the date, so the information is there, but that concert is on Saturday. The Jolly Pops, Saturday, 4:30 at the Historic State Theater, sponsored by Bank Midwest. They're a really fun time. They're a band out of the cities that caters to younger people and younger families. And so we're thrilled to have them back. They were here three years ago, I believe. And again, that's Saturday at the Historic State Theater at 4:30. And the design on that is you can come bring your kids down to the concert, enjoy the concert, and by the time that's done, you can pop right out into the street and you'll have a parade to look at and then the fireworks. So we've kind of packaged it all together to make it really friendly for families.
And we talked about the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and the event page as well. And that's a great place to find a lot of the details and things on that, updates on what's going on as well. If someone's interested in volunteering or getting involved, what's the good way to reach out there?
There's a couple ways to do that. You can either email the chamber. Our email address is really simple, chamber@jacksonmn.com. Or you can give us a call, 507-847-3867. One thing I'd also like to bring up here is Santa Claus. We're excited to have three dates this year for Santa. If you want to bring the kids and have a photo opportunity and get to meet and talk with Santa. The first chance is, like we mentioned earlier, Friday, November 28th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Historic State Theater. The second chance is Saturday during the holiday market from noon to 2, and that will be up in the lobby of the JCC Performing Arts Center. And the third chance, one time downtown in Santa's house, that will be on Thursday, December 18th, so just a week before Christmas, Thursday, December 18th, from 4 to 6 down at Santa's house downtown. And we'd like to thank the sponsors for bringing Santa to town, Boquette Building Supply and Henning Rental. One other thing I'd like to mention, there's a drawing for the three sleds, winter fun packs, sponsored by the Dance Connection. And all the young people in the school district should be getting a slip to bring home. If they don't make it home, you can certainly find one at the holiday market, at the Free Family Movies, or even at the Jolly Pops concert. So those are where you can register, and the drawing for that is right after the parade on Main Street. And again, we thank the Dance Connection for their generous support of that.
Keep an eye on the Facebook page for other opportunities to win and fun details about everything that's coming up about Holiday Fest.
Yeah, if you are interested in being a vendor, please email vendor.jacksonmnchamber@gmail.com. We are still taking entries.
I'd also like to bring up there are some other events that, due to time, we haven't been able to talk about. So please go and check out the full schedule. It is, again, on Jackson Area Chamber Facebook page, and you'll see it other places as well. Advertised on the posters around town. You'll see it in the paper and things like that, and on the radio, of course. So check out the full listing of schedules. And again, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's helped put this together. We've got a great board that's worked hard on this for quite some time. And we certainly want to thank all of our sponsors. These events would not be possible without them. And certainly we want to thank the community for their support and for coming out and enjoying a fun family weekend next week.
Anything else? Any favorite parts or things that you're most looking forward to, or just having it be here and get through it?
I know my kids are really excited for the parade and fireworks. That's always a big excitement for them every year.
Lots of exciting things. Mm-hmm. coming up on the Holiday Fest schedule. Like we said, check out the Facebook page for all of the details and all the full listing. And of course, there's posters hanging up around town for stuff like that as well. Thank you both for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us, and especially a very kind thank you to you guys for all you do to help support the chamber and help promote our events.
Thank you out there for listening.